Well, the theme today is trees, and so we're going to sing about the Christmas tree. We've had this big tree given to us to remind us that it is Christmas here as well as in our homes, those of us who have them in our homes. And so we're going to sing words that I've actually put together to remind us about the lessons we can learn as we look at Christmas trees. I'm going to ask Jean to play the tune through for us before we sing about the Christmas tree and the lessons we can learn from it. Remain seated as we sing.
Oh Christmas tree, help me to learn your lessons. Oh Christmas tree, help me to learn your lessons. With branches green and trunk so strong, may I love good.
Thank you. Now, young people, please, would you come down to the front as we normally do? I have a couple of questions to ask you about trees, which you'll see here on the screen. And I better hang on to what I have here. Good morning and welcome, as usual. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So I've got three questions, and so it might be it's a question. Okay, so how do trees grow is my first question. How do trees grow? How do trees grow? Is that a hard one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They get nutrients out of sunlight that goes into their leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Nutrients from the sunlight that goes into their leaves, and that helps the leaves to grow, and so they grow. Yes. Okay. Anything else that will help us as to how trees grow?
By seed.
By seed in the ground? Yeah, indeed. That's right. And what helps the seed to grow in the ground?
Water.
That's exactly what I've got here. That's right, yes. Trees grow from those two things. Great, that's nailed that question right, exactly. From a seed in the ground that has water, that it draws upon, the roots get down and go like that tree in there. Well, something like that. Over time. And it draws upon the moisture in the ground, and then the sun shines, and it's more complicated, but that's a simple, we've got not time to go into it in great depth, but yeah, that's why, that's the first thing. Okay, now, what do trees produce? That's the second question. What do trees produce? We know that they have leaves.
Maybe some nuts and coconuts and different types of berries.
nuts, coconuts, berries. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the things we can see on them. That's right. Okay.
Fruit.
Fruit. Yep. That's true.
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Yeah, thank you. Oxygen. Yes, the things that we can't see, but we can breathe, and when the rain comes, particularly, we can almost smell it. It's beautiful. Oxygen that we need to breathe. And they also absorb the nasty stuff, carbon dioxide that we don't need. So they take the yucky stuff and they push out the good stuff. Yeah, okay. And then my last question. So how can trees be useful, and how are trees useful in the world? I mean, yeah, we can eat stuff off them. That's true. But very good. You've been listening. Good. Yes.
They give us paper from their bark.
Paper from their bark. Yes.
Shade.
Shade. Thank you. Yeah, I've got that written down right there. Mm-hmm. And there's something else that goes with shade. It also begins with sh. I want you to talk about it, yeah, shade, and think of when the sun shines and it's hot. That's shade and
shelter.
Shelter, thank you, yeah. Shade and shelter, the two SHs. Shade and shelter for people and for animals, so that we can get under there when it's raining, when it's hot. That's beautiful, yeah. So trees, very important for us in God's world. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. You've been great. It's almost as if you've been looking at what I've got written there. But no, look, it's common sense if we just think about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very well done. Okay. Thank you. Hold those thoughts, and I'm going to be speaking in a little while about trees. But right now, let's just thank God for the trees that we have all around us that are strong and tall, green, as the scripture was up there before, that flourish, that give shelter and shade and give out that oxygen that we all can breathe and benefit from. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the trees that you have made and that we see all around us. And we just ask you to help us, as we've already sung together, to learn the lessons that you have to teach us from the trees that you've made. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Talk to you a little bit later as we keep singing and keep thinking about the lessons God has for us to learn from trees at Christmas time. Now we're going to have the collection, and I understand that Tom and Cameron are going to help with that. And as the collection is taken up, we're going to sing an Aussie. Now that was a German-based carol. And if Ilse's here this morning, she would be singing O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter, which is the German original of that. So they're also different words this morning, but nonetheless, the tunes are beauty. Now we're going to sing an Aussie carol, The North Wind. So again, while we remain seated to sing, the collection is going to be taken up for the work. And once again, Jean, could you just play the tune through before we start to sing? Okay, start again. Take two. Okay, remain seated as we sing together. The north wind is tossing the leaves, the thick dust lies all over town. The sparrows are under the eaves, and the grass in the paddock is brown. As we lift up our voices and sing to the Christ child, tree ferns in green gullies.
sway. The cool brooks flow silently by. The joy bells are greeting the day. And the chimes are adrift in the sky. As we lift up our voices and sing to the Christ child, the heavenly King. The north wind is tossing the leaves. The thick dust lies all over town. The sparrows are under the eaves. And the grass in the paddock is brown. As we lift up our voices and sing to the Christ child, the heavenly King.
Yes. All about trees, you see, from the scriptures. Well, now, as we come to zero in upon the coming of the Lord Jesus at Christmas time, we're going to sing familiar words to the carol, The First Noel, and Julie is going to lead the children in decorating the tree and as we sing. So let's turn to Numbers 174 and sing The First Noel, The Angel Did Say, as the children decorate the tree. I've titled the short message this morning, Living Like Trees. Living like trees. We've been seeing pictures on the screen this morning of trees, and we've worked out that healthy trees are tall and strong trees, drawing water from deep down in the earth, and of course being blessed by the sun as it adds life and strength to their green leaves. Now God says in his word, as Sue read for us, that our lives can be like that. We've sung about it because his word says that our lives can be like trees. In fact, that's what Ina stands up on the screen for us now. Our tree, our lives can be the planting of the Lord in his house. Like the cedars of Lebanon, they can grow straight. They can be straight, drawing life from him, like trees. And whatever age we are, we'd like our lives to be like that, wouldn't we? And pleasing to our God. Well, this can happen as we first look up to God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As the trees look up, strong and tall, to heaven every minute of their life, we give our lives to him each day like trees do, looking up to the sky. Then we sink our roots down deep into the ground and draw our life from him as we read his word and pray and ask the Holy Spirit, the water of life, to help us be tree people, those who want to please God, our Father, through trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. So why am I talking about this at Christmas time? Isn't it time to talk about baby Jesus? Well, at Christmas time we do remember that Jesus was born, yes. And so he was. But just like when we celebrate any other birthday of a person whom we love, we don't only remember the actual events of that person's birthday, although we do, as we celebrate it, we remember the whole of that person's life. So that's what we do when it comes to the Lord Jesus. Sure, because it was a special birth, we take a special time to remember what it was like, because the Bible tells us about it in great detail. But we remember that God sent him to be born on Christmas Day. But that's not the end of God's plan in sending him on that day. Jesus was born. Jesus grew up. In fact, Jesus worked with wood as a carpenter in Joseph's shop. But then Jesus lived till age 33, we're told in the scripture, and he came and gave his life to pay for the wrong things that his people had done. And he gave his life on a tree at a place called Calvary so that our sins might be forgiven. So when we see trees like this one at Christmas time, let's think of three things. We can't help but thinking about the presents under the trees, can we? And I hope and pray that we would think of the greatest present which is given at Christmas time, the present which God gave us, his Son, the Lord Jesus. And then secondly, let's think of the fact that our lives can be strong and tall, pleasing the Father in heaven like that tree, bright and shining like that tree. But then thirdly, let's think of Jesus coming to be born at Christmas time, yes. Coming to live in the world, yes. But then coming to die on the tree and rise again that we might go free. That's the message today. Think about the tree at Christmas time and the lessons we can learn. God's present of Jesus, Jesus coming and living and giving his life, and how we can live lives that are strong and tall, pleasing God the Father, living like trees. Let's pray. Father in heaven, this morning we thank you for these wonderful truths that you give us in your word. And we pray that you would help us to remember them this Christmas time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing these two other verses of the song, O Christmas Tree, that help us to put into song what I've just spoken about in those words. So remaining seated, let's again sing, O Christmas Tree. Handing over to Julie for the prize. We're going to sing number 187, As With Gladness, Men of Old.
Strength.
And before the blessing today, just a big word of acknowledgement and hearty thanks to Andrew for putting the PowerPoints together and just making it all happen, because that's been of great help. So, brother, thank you very much. Ku maua, I should say. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all today and forevermore. Amen.